T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night. Happy beginning of the weekend. Happy whatever today is in June. I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy that you're here. Thank you to everybody listening and locked in all over North America. This is where I will be for the next 4 hours, and this is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I appreciate you for hanging out here with me. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And right now, I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. Seconds before I went live here on the radio, the second half of the NBA Finals, Game 4, got underway. Right now, with a minute gone by, the Denver Nuggets currently lead the Miami Heat in Miami. If they move this stupid graphic out the way, I'll tell you, 57 to 51. Denver Nuggets are holding on here, heading into halftime. I give you a quick update here. Nikola Jokic had 16 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. Aaron Gordon had 16 points. Jamal Murray only had 5, just picked up 2. Kyle Lowry coming up big in the first half for the Miami Heat. He had 13 points. Jimmy Butler had 14. Bam Adebayo had 12. And listen to these guys. Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, and Duncan Robinson combined for a whopping 3 points in the first half of the game. And so we'll keep you up to date as things continue to roll on. The Denver Nuggets have really maintained a lead so far through the first half at least. And Miami is still in the space of trying to play catch up. And not just playing catch up, they want to catch up and then overtake. And so we'll keep you up to date as this game continues on. Right now, it's 59 to 53. And we got a lot to do. If you want to talk to me here on CBS Sports Radio, it's very simple. You know how to do it. The phone number, it's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And if you follow me online, at JR Sport Brief, that's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, you'll already know everything that we'll discuss here over the next 4 hours. And it has been not just a busy day, but a busy week. We've had so much that has gone on. So let me give you just a rundown on some of the things that have already taken place today. Pete Alonso of the New York Mets is going on the injured list. He got hit in the hand with a pitch against the Braves, hit the deck. They thought it was a bruise. It is worse. He's going to be gone 3 to 4 weeks. The New York Mets are already on a 6-game losing streak. Not necessary. There's so many conversations about a conflicted James Harden. Does he want to go? Does he want to stay? What happens with James Harden? Does he go back to Houston? Is he sticking around in Philly? We have no idea. we found out that Grant Williams of the Boston Celtics had hand surgery. Sure, bench player, right? Who cares? Role player. He can go sign somewhere else. The Celtics have the option of matching. For all my tennis fans out there, Djokovic is going right back to the final. I don't know who's paying attention. Yeah, French Open. I get it. I love tennis. I don't know if folks are paying attention. And then we've had even more news come down the pipe. Today, this week, it's been absolutely nuts. How about LIV Golf? We even had an update when it comes down to LIV Golf. We had Messi announced that he's coming to Miami. We had Biden welcoming the Kansas City Chiefs to the White House. We had Chris Paul. We found out that the Suns, they may not want him anymore. The Panthers are, this has been a wild week. Hey, Shep, how you feeling after this wildness?
You know, JR, we have that sound if you're ready for it, but you're right. Now that you speak it,
what?
I mean, it seems like the NBA Finals is taking a backseat.
Not true. Well, there is that, and then I'd even talk about this. The Florida Panthers, they did what the Miami Heat are trying to do. They won. They won last night. And then even by thinking about what has taken place at the end of that game, I remember we sat here and a little bit shocked at how enthusiastic just the Golden Knight announcers were when the other team won. Listen to this.
Brett Howden guides it to neutral ice. Panthers back from left to right. In comes Bennett. Delays at the right point. Into the slot. A drive. Score! Carter Verhaeghe in overtime. Florida wins game three.
Yeah, that's the most excited losers I've ever heard in my life. Speaking of losers, I told you Chris Paul was in the news this week. Phoenix Suns don't want him back at 30 mil. And they may not want him back at all. There have been rumors and reports that the Clippers players want Chris Paul back in Los Angeles. What a terrible combination of hurt guys that would be. Kawhi, Paul George, and Chris Paul. That'd be terrible. I told you the Golden Knights announcers were losers, but they sounded like winners. Chris Paul was on All the Smoke this week, and he was just talking about how, you know, his daughter goes to school and they think her daddy is a loser.
It's tough on me, but I think it's probably even harder for the people around me, right? Especially my wife. My wife is the one who has to bear those late nights, those I can't sleep, and my kids. Like, my daughter is the sweetest soul you'll ever meet in your life, right? The sweetest soul ever in your life, but she's at that age now where at school, kids talk crazy to her. Right, so she had a little boy, whatever, at school that said some reckless stuff to her. It was like, your daddy ain't never gonna win no championship, right? And my baby is so, she's special. She'll hold it together there, but when she got in the car, she called and she was upset. And I had to have that conversation with her and talk to her, you know, and tell her, like, baby, some people talk and some people do.
Oh, it's so sad. There'll be a point in his life where she's not gonna care. Because he's going to have an allowance for her. He's not going to care that daddy is a loser because she can go shopping. Yep, Chris Paul is a loser, still looking for that championship. Hall of Fame point guard. No championship, and now his daughter has to hear about it. I told you that the winning team, there were some champions here. It's not Chris Paul. Kansas City Chiefs were at the White House this week. Patrick Mahomes was right there, and Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, standing around talking about how great the food is and was at the White House. And then you got President Biden, who's standing there, and thank God he didn't trip over anything, but he was standing there, and he's telling jokes. I'm pretty sure somebody wrote it for him. It was basically a joke about Andy Reid being sent back to Philly. Listen to this.
And then there's Coach Andy Reid. I was asked by the mayor of Philadelphia to arrest him and take him back to Philly, but I can't do that. 24 seasons.
Aw, what a funny joke. Not really. That joke sucked. Anyway, Kansas City Chiefs, their winners, Chris Paul, his daughter goes to school. They say he's a loser. This was huge news this week as well. This guy's not a loser. This man just won a World Cup, and basically an entire country can now leave him the hell alone. Or at least get off his back for that reason. I'm talking about Lionel Messi, who decided not to go to Saudi Arabia, who decided not to go back to Barcelona, not that they could afford him anyway, or even go to another team in Europe. He wanted to come to the United States of America and take it easy just a little bit. This was Messi's announcement earlier this week.
Tomé la decisión de que voy a ir a Miami. Todavía no tengo cerrado 100%, nos faltan algunas cosas, pero bueno, decidimos continuar el camino ahí.
The translation is, I'm going to Miami, I ain't signed no papers yet, but it's about to go down. That's exactly what he said, believe me, trust me, it is. Messi said, I'm not doing anything with Saudi Arabia. They can keep their $1 billion. I'm not going there for 3 years. I get that on the back end. One of the craziest things that took place this week also involves Saudi Arabia. It involves the PGA and LIV Golf teaming up, a merger, trying to bury the hatchet. Oh, who am I fooling? There's no hatchet to bury. It's all about money. That's it. The PGA said, are we getting money from Saudi Arabia? Oh, we good now. We don't care what you do. And so Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, he had the nerve to sit on CNBC and basically announce this like this was the greatest thing since sliced bread, and he was killing the whole opposition last year.
A lot of people have been reading about the tension, and that we've talked a lot. And I said previously that we were going down our path, they were going down theirs. And today, that tension goes away. The litigation is dropped. We're announcing to the world that on behalf of this game, we're coming together. And it's less about how people respond today, and it's all about how people respond in 10 years. And when they see the impact that we're having on this game together, there'll be a lot of smiles on people's faces, and there'll be a lot more people playing this game all over the world. And if you're a young player that wants to get to the highest level of the game today, you'll be more inspired than you've ever been before.
Oh, man. Ain't no young person thinking about this stupid-ass merger. Nobody is. Nobody young. Just a bunch of old people sitting in a room figuring out how they could just kind of spread money around to themselves. That's it. This is going to be great for the sport later on, maybe, possibly. But Jay Monahan, he's a backstabber. I'm just calling it how I see it. Stabbed his own golfers in the back. Rory McIlroy says, I still hope Liv goes away. I can't stand it. Matter of fact, he had stronger words. He says he hated it. And so Chris Paul's daughter, her classmates think her daddy is a loser. Messi getting a lot of love coming to Miami. The Panthers, yeah, they won a hockey game. Good for them. And in their contemporaries here on the basketball side, the Miami Heat, they ain't winning. They're losing. 74-63, a little less than 5 minutes left in the third. Miami is going to have to go on another run. And this is just going to fall in line with what I've been saying for the past several days, and especially last night as a Miami Heat homer called up. Miami's been playing from behind the entire series. Even when they won game two, they basically had to come from behind in the fourth quarter and drop 36 points to do it. I don't think that's in the cards for every single game. They got time to do it. I wouldn't count on it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are wrapping up a busy, busy week. Even just last night, we had Errol Spence Jr. join us, welterweight champion. We had Earl Boykins join us, former Denver Nugget legend and now coach at UTEP. And we're going to keep things rolling. I'm going to update you more on the NBA Finals as it continues on. I want to give you a little bit more details on LIV Golf. We're going to talk about the French Open. We're going to talk about Zion Williamson. Because Zion, oh my goodness, he is, Zion has been very active and not on the basketball court, allegedly. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. And then I want to give you a few more details on what's going on with LIV Golf. It seems that we got a little more information. We're just getting started. Don't you move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break, I gave you a full rundown on everything that has gone on here in the world of sports. Whether it is the Chiefs at the White House or Chris Paul's ultimate or eventual release or trade. The Panthers actually picked up a game against the Golden Knights. Messi is coming to Miami. Oh, how about this one? Did we talk about this? It has been reported that DeAndre Hopkins is going to visit the New England Patriots. And then somebody else who's getting the boot, officially it took place, Dalvin Cook. And we'll talk about Dalvin Cook in the next break. There's just been so much that has gone on. And then I mentioned the French Open. Djokovic is getting ready to take on Casper Ruud. Casper Ruud, new young up-and-coming dude, tried to win the French Open, or he's trying to win it. He tried to win the U.S. Open last year. Didn't happen. And at 24 years old, he's on the up-and-up. And Djokovic is back. Djokovic is getting booed, and people don't like him. And a matter of fact, Djokovic, he was asked if all of the boos bothers him, and he doesn't seem to care too much.
You've been booed by the public several times, including when you won the second games of Carlos in the third set. How do you react to that?
I don't mind. It's not the first, probably not the last time, so I just keep winning.
Oh, well, that's a surefire way to maybe stop the boos or keep them coming. If that's the case, then yeah, keep on booing. And he was able to get here to the final because Carlos, who was just mentioned, the man had a cramp. And so Djokovic trying to put the gas out on another young dude in Ruud. And so we'll see what happens. I'll be checking that out on Sunday morning. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Vlad is calling from Chicago. You are on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Vlad?
How you doing, Grandmaster Sports Brief?
I'm great. What's up, Vlad?
Yeah, I'm over here watching the Nuggets whoop the Miami Heat's ass, man. And I'm glad to see that. I'm a Celtics fan. I'm a little bit salty, but, you know, I'm glad to see a competitive finals, man. But as long as the Heat are losing, I'm happy.
Okay, that's reasonable. Yeah,
I wanted to talk about CP3, man. I don't know if he discussed this already, but I can see him going to the Knicks, man. I don't know if there's any potential landing spot if he's cooked or not. But what team do you see him going to, man?
I don't know. We can only assume he's going to go to a team that has a chance to win a championship. I have seen or read an article earlier today saying that the Phoenix Suns would love to have Emmanuel Quickley. Now, having said that, Emmanuel Quickley is great coming off the bench for the New York Knicks because he provides scoring. He can also pass. Do the New York Knicks need Chris Paul when you already have Brunson there? I mean, that's a little redundant. You're paying him, and when I say him, you're paying Brunson on a discount already, about 4 years, 25 per. Why bring in Chris Paul for what?
That means he had to sit on the bench then, too.
Well, I think that's why it makes no sense, because I don't think he's going to the bench. Why would he accept the role on the bench until he's pretty much forced there? And then why do you need two short guards starting? And so, yeah, it sounds good. It sounds nice. I'd be shocked if the New York Knicks decided to ever even decide to go that short. So does Chris Paul end up back in L.A.? Is it with the Clippers? Is it with the Lakers? Does he return to the Suns on a discount? It just doesn't appear that they want him as Booker and then also Durant. Man, they can get up and down the court a little bit more than Paul, who's going to drive up the court, scope out everything that's going on, and then dump out the ball. I think they want to get into transition.
All right. Thanks, man. Hey, are you going to be on WFAN tomorrow?
I will be on WFAN speaking to all the wonderful people in New York City tomorrow, yes.
All right, let's get it, buddy. All right, I'll see you later, my man. You be good. You too, Chef.
Thank you, Vlad. No doubt. Shout-outs to Vlad for calling up from Chicago, yeah. Yeah, people, I be working. Monday through Friday, talk to the country. Saturday, talk to New York City. I'm like Batman. They flash the signal and I show up.
Who's your Commissioner Gordon?
Commissioner Gordon?
Yeah, sorry.
Didn't you tell me a couple days ago that Commissioner Gordon he's the real sidekick to Batman?
Well, I just feel like Robin gets a little too much credit. That's where I was coming from. And like I said, Commissioner Gordon, he shields the press. He's the conduit from the public to Batman, and no one ever talks about him. Because sometimes, JR, you got to be a thinker out there, and Robin's just a follower.
But Robin lives in the house with Batman.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't that make you question him to begin with?
No, I thought Robin was like a little circus freak that now lives in a house with Batman.
What kind of grown man, and I understand he had family tragedies, so I don't mean to make light of this, but what kind of grown man just lives rent-free with another man and doesn't offer to pull his own weight? Just saying, JR.
Bruce Wayne, isn't Bruce Wayne one of the richest people on Earth?
Doesn't mean you want a free handout. Robin just, you would think if he's the ultimate partner, he's above that.
I'm sure Robin has saved Batman a lot of times. Saved his life.
What? Batman saved Robin's life like 10 times to what Robin saved for Batman's life.
Yeah, well, Batman went to China to learn how to do stuff. You got to give Robin a break, okay?
Fair enough.
And here in the NBA Finals, the basket is not level. We are now in a delay as they are leveling out the basket. Denver leads 76-68. A little more than 2 minutes left. It appears that the basket is now level. While sitting here speaking to America, I didn't see who went up and, I guess, pulled on the rim. I saw Jokic attempt to fix it, and they said, nah, you ain't do nothing. They had to bring out the ladder, and now the basket's level. And so now we got hoops. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mario calling from Vancouver. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mario?
You know, JR, you got one of the better sports programs because you actually talk about the way things actually are instead of stay with the corporate media.
Well, I appreciate you noticing that, man. You want to know why that's the case?
Because you're African American?
Well, that might be a possibility, but no. I don't come from the corporate media. I basically have done what I wanted to do.
Yeah, you tell it the way it is.
Well, thank you.
Your breath of fresh air. It's almost like the old radio we used to have here in Vancouver, but they're all taken off the air.
Uh-oh. Vancouver? You know, all right.
They spoke a little bit, you know, a little bit heavy on the government and stuff like that. So, radio in general, we had a lot of open-line talk radio, but now everything's sports open-line talk radio. That's okay, but, you know, it doesn't wake up to people too much.
Yeah, well, hold on, Mario. I like you. Hold on. I'm gonna recline my seat here in the studio and listen to you. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay, so, you know, 1917, that was when women got the right to vote in America.
Yeah, hold on a second. Hey, Chef. Well, I'm sorry, Mario. Don't go anywhere. Hey, Shep, why are they pulling a lady out of the crowd? You see this? Did somebody fly into this lady?
I'm watching it as we speak. I'm not seeing the lady pulling out of a crowd, but it's I'm glad that Mario's bringing up the fact that women had the right to vote, because that should have happened, to be honest with you, well before 100 years ago. Should have been at the inception of this country.
Yeah, hold on. We're not talking about Shep. I didn't ask you about
that. That's fair. I see Spoelstra doing a lot of clapping. I'm not seeing any woman being taken out at the moment. Because yeah, they obviously resumed play.
Yeah, they just started playing the game again.
Right.
They had to level out the basket. And then when they're getting ready to play, they had to usher a woman. I don't know if she fainted, if she fell. It's all types of stuff going on in Miami. We'll figure things out. Sorry, Shep, and sorry, Mario. Mario, go ahead.
Maybe she bet on Miami. She might have her money on Miami. You know, who really knows?
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, sure.
You know, this Lyft thing.
Yeah.
We're going with a dictatorship, Saudi Arabia, 911.
Uh-oh.
And now, all those golfers, the money, what are their wives going to say? Are we going backwards in this world with humanity and human rights?
Well, I think the individuals who have already taken the money, I don't think their wives care. Now, having said that, there is a little bit of an update from LIV Golf. And last night we had this discussion about LIV and what may happen, and Greg Norman saying that it's not going anywhere. And we even had a few callers who said, oh, LIV is not going anywhere. I'm saying, how do you know that? Nobody knows. And so today, higher up from Greg Norman, who, by the way, didn't even know the deal was going down, we have gotten some word that LIV might be kaput. Like,
well, I hope.
Yes,
sure hope so. Because what's the LPGA going to do if it did happen to go through?
Well, I don't think they're going to go play in shirts and skirts.
You know,
but that's a different point. Here's the deal, Mario, and thank you for calling from Vancouver. I want to explain some of the new news that we got today, and that's that golfers who stuck around with the PGA Tour, they were going to receive, or they will receive, equity in this new combination merger between LIV and the PGA. And now, having said that, the commissioner, Jay Monahan, he will have oversight of LIV, and then he will be the dude who ultimately decides if LIV even continues on. Now, who won't have an opportunity at equity here? The golfers who went over to join LIV. Now, is the new money coming in with this new entity, is it going to equal out to the money that was offered from LIV? Maybe, maybe not. But this seems to be a little bit of an olive branch. I don't know if it's large enough. I mean, you can get equity in something, but is it going to be $100? Is it going to be $50 million that you were offered? Are you going to have to wait until you're, you know, old and decrepit to try to cash out? There's no easy way to do this. But it does appear that there is a hard possibility that LIV still might disappear. It's facts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Ben is calling from Harrisburg. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ben?
Yo, what's up, JR?
How are you?
I called in yesterday talking about the Chiefs.
Okay, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Can you please rank the AFC quarterbacks, or at least like some of them? Like, who you think's going to be doing the best this season?
You want me to rank the AFC quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Okay, there's Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there is Josh Allen.
Yeah.
There's Aaron Rodgers. You could put maybe you want to put Lamar Jackson before them or him. Who am I missing? Am I missing anybody from your liking?
I picked Joe Burrow at 3.
Oh yeah, you're right. See, I forgot Joe Burrow.
Am I crazy at putting Trevor Lawrence at 4 or 5?
No, I think he just has to go out there and prove it, man. That's it. He has to do it again.
Because, like, everybody but Burrow, Allen, and Mahomes have proved that they can make it in the playoffs, but everybody else can't be. They haven't done anything in like years.
Well, I mean, that's I mentioned Aaron Rodgers. Dude is pushing 40 years old. So, I mean, you know, sometimes you got dudes who are emerging, and then you got guys who fall off. And that's why they go out there and play the game, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Ben, I appreciate you, all right?
Yeah. See ya.
Right, no doubt. A lot of years. Yeah. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, mentioning Aaron Rodgers. Hey, Shep, remember a couple nights ago I said, where's Zach Wilson?
I think you might have sent me some sound that's going to tell the audience where he is these days.
I think it's like looking for Waldo, right? He spoke today.
He did.
You know, we'll hear from Aaron Rodgers and Zach Wilson. They're on the same team. They're buddies. They're friends. They're having the most fun ever. It's June. Let's see how long this lasts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We'll talk about the New York Jets. There's just a lot going on with them right now.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. I'm a goat farmer.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this or not, but goat farmers have the most powerful curse in all of sports. You can ask the Chicago Cubs about that one.
Oh, my God. The Billy Goat?
Yeah, the Billy Goat. That's a real thing, man. That Billy Goat was a season ticket holder. He didn't deserve none of that smoke, and they ended up giving to him. You see how the Chicago Cubs found out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yes, hello to our goat farming listener out in Florida. He has yet to send me a goat. Hey, Shep, you want me to send a goat to New York when I get one?
Sure.
Oh, what you going to do with it? You're not going to eat it.
I would never need another animal.
Oh, well, what are you going to do with the goat? I'm going to eat the goat, but what are you going
to
do?
They're not illegal to have in an apartment in New York City, right?
You want to put... I'm sure it is.
I don't know
you
about
wanna
that.
You want to put a goat... What?
No, you can have a pet as a goat. It's
you
not
can
a tiger.
Have a pet, you can have a pet goat in New York City?
Sure.
You know you can't just have any, like there's certain animals you can't have.
No, I understand that. Like you can't have a tiger or a lion.
Or a monkey. Do you remember the guy in Harlem who had an alligator? Remember that?
I do not know.
There's a guy in Harlem who had an alligator and a tiger in his house. I'm not joking.
That's just asking for your life to end prematurely.
He got him small, and they just got big.
Was he Tony Montana?
No, he was. No, he's just the guy who took animals. They had to cut open his window to get him and the animals out, man. Yeah.
That's
real
crazy.
Story. So I think this is about maybe 15, 20 years ago, yeah. Anyway, I'll get you a goat. I don't know if you can keep a goat in an apartment in New York, but I'll look into it for you.
Appreciate that.
This could be bad news for the Denver Nuggets. They still lead right now in the fourth quarter, 86-80, about 8.5 minutes left in the game. But Jokic is currently on the bench in foul trouble. He has 5 fouls. He also has 23 points, 12 rebounds, and 4 assists. Not one of his sexy Jokic games, but pretty damn good nonetheless. But Miami has been on a stretch here. They've been on a run. This is what they've done every game. They go on these runs in the fourth quarter, and they're going to try to do the same right now with Jokic on the bench. And so the momentum as of right now is certainly on the Miami Heat side, and we have to see who helps step up from the Nuggets. Aaron Gordon is playing out of his mind. He has 25 points tonight, 10 of 14 shooting. At one point, it was 10 of 13, and he made 3 of 3 threes. Now he made 3 of 4. And so the Miami Heat are starting to chip away here at this lead. Let's see if they can come back. This is almost as close to an elimination game for the Miami Heat as you could possibly have. If they lose tonight, they go down 3-1. If Miami can come back and win this game, it's a 2-2 series. Let's see what happens. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, right before we went to break, we had a caller who reached out and asked me to rank the quarterbacks in the AFC. And the first place that you start is obviously Patrick Mahomes. And then after that, man, you could really start flipping a coin. You want to put Josh Allen there? By the way, Josh Allen is going to be on the cover of Madden this year. And then you got Lamar. And then you have Joe Burrow, who I even forgot about. Shame on me. Deshaun Watson, yes, is still now in the AFC, staying in the AFC, going from Houston to the Browns. And then you got Aaron Rodgers. He's the newbie to the AFC. And earlier this week, I basically said, where the hell is Zach Wilson? Ever since Aaron Rodgers appeared on the scene, Zach Wilson hasn't spoke. You haven't seen a photo. You haven't seen a video. It's like the New York Jets have moved him into being in cobwebs. Well, you ask, or I ask, and I certainly received, Zach Wilson spoke to the media today, the New York Jets media, on their final day of OTAs. The next time the New York Jets convene, it's going to be for real training camp. And so Zach Wilson spoke, and he pretty much talked about how things are feeling different, but he is still feeling great and optimistic, even though he's the backup.
I think right now I'm having a ton of fun, like more fun than I've had, and I think that's just, you know, the QB room, being with Aaron. I think it's feeling like every single day there's so much to, like, learn. You know, it's like every day I'm just like, wow, like I just learned 10 different things about playing the quarterback position. So I think I'm getting so eager to be there and soak up all the information that whole room has. So I think that's making it fun, which then translates to just playing free on the field. And the coaches do a good job of making everyone have a lot of fun, too.
Well, at least when he's backing up Aaron Rodgers this year, he's not going to be on the sideline looking miserable, because he knows that he ain't playing unless Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. Those are some of the most classic images from the NFL last year. Looking at Zach Wilson stand on the sidelines, just being sad. But now he's having fun. Aaron Rodgers is helping him around. He's teaching him the ropes. And even Aaron Rodgers said, and I'm glad he feels this way, Aaron Rodgers, for the first time in a long time, he said, I am happy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, actually. The last 6 weeks have been about the most fun I've had in a while. So it's fun to come to work and be excited about what we're doing. We got a great quarterback room to be able to work with Todd Downing and Rob and Hacks in there all the time. And, you know, we get some other randoms coming and sit in the room, which is nice, too. But to work with Zach and Tim and Chris has been a lot of fun.
Hey, Shep, when is the first time Aaron Rodgers gets flipping with the media? I got to wait until mid-June or first week. What do you think?
I'd say first week. I think that's a fair guess.
First week. Okay. All right. Yeah, it's coming. It's all roses and daisies and everybody loves each other. And Aaron Rodgers is going to see Broadway plays and he's going to sporting events and he's looking at Taylor Swift. And it's just, he's having the time of his life. And good for him, as he should. Who doesn't want to wake up and just have the time of their life? He said going to work feels like fun. When the New York Jets go on a 2 or 3 game losing streak, then Aaron Rodgers, please tell me how much fun you plan on having. Now, having said that, that's not the only news that has cropped up today surrounding the New York Jets, or maybe this is adjacent news. You know, we told you last night that Dalvin Cook was going to be released if the Minnesota Vikings could not trade him. They were going to let him go. Well, they didn't trade him, and they did let him go. And so now Dalvin Cook can go ahead and sign wherever he wants. We know on social media he put up a post showcasing him playing in Miami. But one of the reporters with the New York Jets today decided to ask head coach Robert Saleh, even though the Jets got a bunch of running backs, he's like, hey, Rob, would you want to pick up Dalvin Cook? This is what he said.
Is there interest in Dalvin Cook?
Obviously, we'll turn the stones over on that one, but again, that'd probably be more of a joke question. I'm not sure how the money works on that.
Yeah, when he says this is a Joe question, he's referring to Joe Douglas, the New York Jets general manager. And if I'm the New York Jets, why in the hell do I even want to add another running back? Are you less confident that Breece Hall is going to come back off of an ACL? You still have Michael Carter. And the New York Jets, if they wanted to bring in Dalvin Cook and sign him, they could. I just don't know if that's the smartest decision to make. I'm still trying to understand how Aaron Rodgers said, oh man, for the first time in a long time, I'm happy. I've never heard a New York Jet say that. And Zach Wilson, he has no choice but to just play nice, know your role, shut your mouth, hang out in the back. And when Aaron Rodgers speaks, just shut up and listen. Aaron Rodgers is almost twice this guy's age. I don't think they have too many conversations. What are they talking about? Ayahuasca? I don't know. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Wow, the Denver Nuggets, it looks like they are, man, we're halfway through the fourth right now. Denver leads 94-85. Jimmy Butler's at the free throw line right now, halfway through the fourth. And let's see. Shep, does Miami bounce back?
No.
Right? Say again, Shep?
No, not at all.
Yeah, not tonight. I don't think so. Hey, we still got plenty of time. And so what we'll do is we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see what happens. This game is starting to wind down. Denver leading Miami 94-87, trying to take a 3-1 series lead. And oh yeah, on the other side of the break, I'm going to talk about Zion Williamson. Don't move.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Hey, can you hear me?
Okay, good. Well, so can your potential customers. Right here on your Odyssey station. You might be used to skipping social ads, but you are still listening to me right now. And so are your clients. To learn how to drive more business and how Odyssey can help get your message to your customers, visit stateofaudio.com. That's stateofaudio.com.
BetUS.com is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the chance to cash in on all your favorite sports. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS, where the game begins.